Since twin storms Irene and Lee hit in 2011, there's been increased awareness and concern about the safety of New York's 2,000-odd dams. There are about 400 high-hazard dams. The State Office of Emergency Management says 26 of them are in Orange County, 14 in Sullivan, and 9 in Ulster. This class of dam would cause serious damage and would threaten people's lives upon failure. U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat of New York, raises the bar on the urgency of dams. Safety. He says that in the capital region alone, there are 193 high or significant hazard dams, and 148 of those have no emergency plans. Schumer adds that more than 1,000 dams in New York are rated as posing a high or significant hazard, while almost three-quarters of them have no proper emergency plans in place.
To help prevent dam breakage in the first place and to mitigate damage to the surrounding community, if God forbid, the structures give way and flooding occurs, so that's far too big a risk to take. Clearly, as our weather patterns become more extreme and our nation's dams and other infrastructure continue to age, it's the federal government's job to invest in upgrades to make these structures safer and more reliable. That's why I'm calling on my Senate colleagues to pass the Water and Resource Development Bill that is next up for a vote in the coming weeks. It's on the calendar.
According to the Times Union, the average upstate dam is 60 years old, and the high-hazard ones average 80 years of age.
In the next weeks, the Senate's expected to debate the WRDA bill, Water Resources Development Act of 2013. And I'm working with my colleagues to make sure, by the way, it passed the committee unanimously. All the Democrats and all the Republicans voted for it, so has a very good chance of passing on the floor. As it relates to upstate New York, one of the most important aims of WRDA is to boost federal funding for dam inspection and maintenance and stronger safety requirements through the reauthorization of the NDSP. I'll bet none of you know what that stands for. Well, I'm going to let you in on the secret. The National Dam Safety Program, DAM, no N's here. This program will help upstate New York mitigate, respond to, and recover from dam incidents.
Cold Spring Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney is looking to steer millions in federal funds with companion legislation, the Dam Safety Act of 2013, which would pay out $32 million over 5 years to go toward maintaining dam infrastructure.
The point of the Dam Safety Act is to support our local communities with a stitch in time, saves nine, common sense, bipartisan measure that allows them to do better safety inspections of the over 100 high-hazard dams we have in Hudson Valley. And it's a very cost-effective way to support our local communities, keeping people safe and maintaining our local infrastructure. And it's the kind of thing I'm focused on because it can get done even with all the fighting in Congress. On a bipartisan basis, it's very cost-effective, it's a common-sense measure, and it will make a real difference to communities in the Hudson Valley.
John Cosa is Deputy Commissioner of the Albany Water Board. He says that action plans have been prepared and are in place in the event of any local breaches.
Rensselaer Lake Dam, which is also known as Six Mile Waterworks Park, that dam there, the stream course for that dam would actually make its way into the Patroon Creek. Very little damage. They are Class C hazard dams and Class B hazard dams. Loudonville Reservoir as well, we have an EAP for that. The stream course for that, if that was to breach, it's projected that it would make its way over to cross by Corporate Woods area and then make its way down to the Tivoli Reserve Park area, which also would end up in the Patroon Creek. So it doesn't appear, to, you know, according to our EAP, that there's, you know, a large threat to life and property. However, you know, the course that the water could travel would impact an area, you know, in its way.
The American Society of Civil Engineers rates New York 7th in the nation for money budgeted toward dam maintenance at over $1.3 million and 7th in the nation for the most high-hazard dams. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.